Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Guess who's back, back, back. Maddie's back, back, back. Yeah, this is why I am a podcaster and not a singer, but it feels good to be back. It's been a couple weeks since I've done a Friday Food for Thought, and this year has just been absolutely insane. You know, I turned 33 this year, and I got to give a big shout out to my partner, Jake. He's the one that I'm developing the San Antonio Hotel on. He's one of the most thoughtful and just smart and kind of just intuitive people. And for my 33rd birthday, he got me a Larry Bird jersey because I said, this is going to be my year where I ball out. Larry Bird's jersey number was 33. And, you know, as I'm looking back and kind of reflecting on the year, many of you have heard and seen me do my kind of visioning, digital vision board exercise. If you haven't checked it out before, you can just type in digital vision board, Matty A or Matt Aitchison on YouTube, and I walk you through the entire process. And I have my vision board image on my home lock screen. I've got it printed, you know, in my gym bag. I've got it on my desk. I have a big poster size dimensional one framed on the wall in my office. And, you know, as I was kind of doing some reflecting this morning, thinking about what I wanted to, you know, share on the podcast here today, I couldn't help but just kind of look at all the ground that has been covered this year. And it's amazing. You know, I was in Miami last week with Jake. We got, you know, flown out there for the hotel event that our operator, basically, the company that we hired that is going to operate the boutique hotel and do the, you know, the bars and the lounges and the pool, you know, cabanas and the restaurants and the cafes and everything inside the hotel operationally. They flew us out to an event called A Taste of SLS. And basically, this company that operates hotels for all of these hoteliers around the world, they're one of the largest hotel operators in Europe, and now expanded their boutique footprint to, you know, Miami, to New York City, to Boston, and we're going to be one of their first hotels in Texas. They have all of their kind of vendors and their partners come to this amazing event that they throw, and they have all of their brands there. So all of their chefs, you know, all the different restaurants that they have, all the different cafes, all the different spirits, all the different brands that they have underneath their umbrella that hotel owners can essentially choose to put in their hotels. They go and do this big event every year, and they showcase all their best food and all the new stuff that they're rolling out and all kinds of cool stuff. I mean, this is the fun part of hospitality development, is you really get to enjoy wining and dining and getting the cool experience. And as we went out there and we met with, you know, all different kinds of, one guy's building, you know, a 200 key hotel and nightclub with Lenny Kravitz, another guy who had built the Miami World Center, which is, you know, multi-billion dollar development, is doing his first hotel with them. And so just the networking and cross-pollination, you know, was amazing. And as I was, you know, flying back, you know, I kind of had one of those pinch me moments where, you know, I'm somebody, and I, this is one of the reasons why I absolutely love Gary Vee. The dude is just full of gratitude every day. And I feel like I am too, you know, and I think gratitude is a muscle that you can, you know, create more awareness around and exercise and flex and strengthen over time. But I also feel like there's some people that it's just innate. It's natural to them. It's a part of their DNA. And for me, I'm one of those individuals. I'm just a really grateful person. I'm grateful for my challenges. I'm grateful for my struggles. I'm grateful for my opportunities. I'm grateful for everything in between, the peaks and the valleys. And as I was, you know, I do a lot of reflection, and as I was kind of flying back, I was thinking about this. Like, if you would have asked me 5 years ago if I'd own three hotels now, you know, three hotels up in Lake Tahoe, developing, you know, a new boutique luxury hotel on the Riverwalk in San Antonio from the ground up, working on some other really exciting hotel concepts that I can't necessarily share quite yet because we're not there. But I would have told you you're crazy. Like, I started, you know, as an intern working for free, you know, 80, 90 hours a week for a guy that was flipping houses back in 2010. And, you know, the accumulation of my journey over time, you know, going from being, you know, a newbie that had no idea what the hell I was doing in real estate, except for the fact that I just felt like I was destined for more. I don't know if anybody can relate to that, right? Like, you just feel like you're destined for more. I felt like that when I first started. I feel like that today too. And I'm sure that resonates with you in some way, shape, or form. And so I wanted to share with you kind of five things that really hit me. And I want to share the reminder on, because, you know, I would have told you, you know, 5 years ago, you're out of your damn mind if you're telling me that I'm going to be a hotel developer and I'm going to be owning and operating hotels. You know, I've always loved hospitality and creating epic experiences for other people and sharing in those experiences with people, but I never thought that my real estate journey would look like this. And I just want to remind you that wherever you're at right now, you have no idea where your journey could take or lead you to. But what you can do is trust that if you keep putting one foot in front of the other and you have a purpose and you have discipline and you build the right habits and you surround yourself with the right people, the possibilities are infinite. Like, there literally is absolutely zero cap. I believe that more now than ever, and I've always believed that, but there is nothing that can prevent you from living the most epic life except for your own thinking and your own limitations physically that you put around yourself. And so, you know, I'm on the flight back from Miami, and I'm kind of, you know, mind you, I go to bed at like, you know, 10 o'clock, 10:30 normally, wake up at 4, 4:30, and we were up to like 4 a.m. It was Miami is a whole nother world. It was a vibe. It was fun. The people we were with, I mean, it was just amazing. And there, it was, you know, kind of an unlimited budget. So, you know, you got to take advantage of those things, right? Like, I live a pretty mellow, conservative lifestyle. And when you get the opportunity to let loose every once in a while, you have to. You know, you got to turn up. And so I'm reflecting back, honestly, hungover shit on this flight and not necessarily, you know, feeling the best, but I couldn't help but feel this deep sense of gratitude. And these things I wrote down that I figured I would share with you, because I know many of you guys, I get to talk with so many of you. And if you haven't said what up, you know, shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. I've connected with, you know, a lot of our accredited investors that are looking to get in my syndications or, you know, deals that I'm raising capital for. I connect with those individuals on calls. I get to talk with so many of you who listen in to the show and text in. And, you know, that's one of the things that motivates me to keep living my best life too, is when I get to share, humbly share these things with you guys. Not that I'm special, not that I'm unique, right? That I'm just someone who's dumb enough to believe in myself and smart enough to take action on every day. When you give a little bit of a window and you share that kind of stuff, you know, it resonates with people. And you guys, the feedback you give me and what you share with me about what I share with you just continues to inspire me to want to level up. And vice versa, like the stuff you share with me about what you're doing inspires me to want to level up. And so as I was reflecting on some of these things, I wanted to share these five things with you. Number one was, man, don't forget how quickly things can change and how much you can achieve when you're willing to take consistent action towards a very clear goal. Now, also the alternative, right? Don't forget how quickly things can change for the negative. Like, that's why you got to live every day to the fullest. You got to maximize this shit, because you don't know when things are going to change, for better or for worse. And so going with consistent daily action towards something that really matters to you is so critical, because there's so many things that can be unlocked just by doing that, little things add up to really big things over an extended period of time. Number two was, you know, as I'm sitting in these circles and I'm seeing some of these, you know, wealthy ass men and women around me that have insane success stories, and I'm looking at them going, you know, some of these people really aren't that smart. Like, their IQ are not the sharpest tools in the shed, but these were people that were willing to take risks. And they took those risks and bet on themselves. And, you know, risk is a necessary variable in the equation of leading an epic life. Not just in business, right? You know, risking getting, like, for example, my wife, Marie, I risked rejection, I think 6 or 7 times. I didn't like that rejection, but it led me to unlocking, by taking that risk, the most amazing partner in life, my wife, mother of my children, right? Whether it's risking money on an investment, like, risk is a necessary variable in this equation of success. Failure is inevitable. Like, I don't care who you are, no one is exempt from failure. So you might as well fail forward chasing something so big, so exciting, something that lights you up and fires you up, because at the end of the day, you know, our 100 years, if you're lucky on this timeline of, you know, the planet Earth, is a little speck in the ethos, right? So, like, you might as well, who gives a shit about the failures, what people are going to say or think about you? If you are confident who you are, what you stand for, what your core values are, what actions you're taking, like, who cares? Go out and take all the risks that you want to take. Number three is, man, the right people in your life are the X factor for how rich your life really can become. The right people in your life will accelerate your learning, your network, your progress, your results. You know, and I'm just so grateful for the people that I get to surround myself with. And also, I'm grateful for the people that were a part of my journey that no longer are in my life. You know, I've had to shed a lot of relationships. I've had to distance myself and cut a lot of people based on, as I learn more about who I am and what I want, what I stand for and what I don't stand for, right? What standards I will and won't tolerate. And those are things that, when you have those boundaries built in your life when it comes to your relationships, the right people step up and hold the line on those standards, and actually they force you to elevate the standards even a little bit further. And the other people just kind of fade off into the distance, and that's okay. I'm grateful for those people too, because they've taught me what I need in terms of standards in my life for relationships. Number four is, always stay humble. I mean, this is something that I think is probably the most important quality and characteristic for building relationships and for creating true value in anything that you do. Like, if you can stay humble, if you can remain curious, if you can find ways to selflessly add value to others, you become a really likable person. And people invite people, they invest in people, they create opportunity for people that they like. I mean, it's just human nature. Oftentimes, they do those things even when it doesn't make sense for them, because they like you. And at the root of all of that, I believe, is humility. You know, the most impactful people I've ever met, they are this. They are humble. They are curious. They find ways to add value to other people without it necessarily having to be something that only serves them. They know when they don't know it all. They don't act like they know it all. And you know what? The opposite, those people, I see them, I smell them a mile away, and those are the people that I try and distance myself from. The ones who are humble, those are the people that I'm like, ah, there's something there. And I think this is something that everybody can show more humility in areas of their life, relationships, business, that could create massive impacts for them. And the last one, I don't know how many times I've read this and heard somebody say this, and it always hits me differently at a different time, but dream bigger. You know, as many times have I heard that, as many times as I've felt that, you have to keep pursuing what bigger looks like in all areas of your life for you. It doesn't always have to be a bigger bank account, but at the end of the day, if you're a good person, man, I hope you want to keep making more money, because I know that good people do good shit with their money. If you're somebody that wants to keep having bigger lifestyle goals, by traveling, or bigger philanthropy goals by creating villages or schools or whatever it is. Like, bigger is, when people say bigger isn't always better, I don't disagree with that. But what bigger does, it only forces you to discover the best you in the pursuit of what that bigger is. So those are five of the things that really resonated with me on my flight back. And, you know, as we continue to work through, you know, a lot of big projects, you know, our team has done some amazing stuff over the course of the last couple months with the hotels up in Lake Tahoe. For those that are interested in our San Antonio project, if you have capital gains, if you're an accredited investor, and you want to know more about the Opportunity Zone investment, and the vehicle for, you know, generating passive returns, getting in on a deal with me, you can always text the word deals to 844-447-1555. And that is something that it's a minimum of $100,000 investment. And that's something that, you know, you're more than welcome to explore. It's not a solicitation. It's more just an opportunity to have a discussion. And obviously, you know, future opportunities. I've raised capital through and worked with many of you on the podcast for laundromats, for the apartment buildings. And we got some really exciting stuff. So whether it's this deal or a future deal, if you want to get in my network and on my deals list, you do have to be an accredited investor. You do have to have some capital to invest. But that being said, those are the types of relationships we want to continue to, you know, build and add value to you guys. Of course, you know, every Wednesday, we're going to have some great episodes and banter with Mr. Breedwell and I on real estate and financial market updates, crypto updates. And then, of course, our Millionaire Mindcast guests, people that are living like a millionaire, not just in their bank account, but in all areas of their life. I don't care if you've got a shitload of money and you suck as a human being. But what I do care about is if you are somebody that, yeah, you've obviously accumulated some wealth along the way, but you're living equally as purposeful and as passionately in all gardens of your life. We love to interview those individuals and extract the wisdom and hear about their journey. So that way people like you can go out and find what little things they are doing or have done apply to your journey. And that's what, you know, at least my definition of wealth is. You know, I want to get back to, I want to look at my deathbed and see the rewind of my entire life play out and say, damn, that was a hell of a ride. That was a hell of a ride that I left everything out on the table. And that's why we explore those conversations on this podcast. So if you enjoy the podcast, if you haven't left a review yet, all I ask is that you leave a 5-star review in iTunes. It helps us continue to spread this message. Share it with a friend, a family member. Don't forget to say what up to me. Text me at 844-447-1555. If you're a accredited investor, you want to learn more about syndications and investment opportunities with me, just text the word deals to that same phone number. And if you are an investor that has an investment portfolio and you want to know more about, you know, if you're properly allocated, if you're getting overfeed by your broker, which unfortunately I would say 95% of the guests that take advantage of the free financial x-ray that Ryan and his team do for free for our Millionaire Mindcast listeners, pretty much all of them are getting overfeed. You know, I don't want to say taken advantage of, but because, you know, not all of these, you know, investment advisors are doing it purposefully. It's just the way they were trained and the way that, you know, they've been, you know, educated over the course of their career. But just getting that second set of eyes, that's something that we like to offer to our guests as well. Ryan and his team will do that for free. Just text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. With that being said, guys, much love. Keep getting after it. Let me know if there's any topics or guests that you'd like me to dig in on or interview. And with that being said, we will see you guys in next week's episode. Cheers.